Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chesky.
Oh, you know he is, Chewy.
We need some more, like, enemy music. This is too cashy for me. No L.A. music.
None? You like to claim L.A. music when it's convenient, though, because California, you say California in general.
Like who?
Like Tupac. You love
Tupac, first off, is Marin City and Oakland.
Okay.
Well, and New Jersey.
Is he's more synonymous with NorCal or SoCal? Let's keep it a buck.
No.
Come on.
Joe. You, the casual who doesn't understand the Tupac rise to prominence?
His most famous songs are featured with Dr. Dre, who is from L.A.
Technically.
California Love is probably one of the most famous thing ever, like one of the most famous songs ever.
Yeah, sure.
And he's featured on that.
No doubt.
And
he
does give California,
but
NorCal.
To Live and Die in L.A. is produced by Daz, and he actually rips Dre in the ad-libs at the end.
Okay. So no Dr. Dre.
California Love Part 2 without Punk.
You love Snoop. You love Snoop.
I love
Snoop. By the way, that was the worst rejoin music I've ever heard in my entire life.
You.
It's Dodgers Giants!
Let's go.
Who is that? Wait, real quick.
Thank you.
As the guy
Thank you.
There's a new voice on the show. I didn't recognize that voice.
Put on JT. Game tight. Put on JT, you know, game recognized game. Give me some Mac Maul. Give me some Mac Dre. Let's go. Give me some San Quentin. Hit it out the park, Barry Bonds.
That wasn't Sam
Frisco.
Lubman.
Stand up.
That wasn't Sam Lubman. That was our boss. It's Matt Nahagian.
Listen to the story I'm about to tell.
This is still not
another tale about that, yeah?
This is actually like a depressing song.
No, it's not. It's one of the greatest choruses of all time. Like, turn it up.
Yes, you listen to the lyrics.
Yo for yayo, walk around with yayo.
I cut all of these beats, by the way. I cut all the Nicotina beats that you have right there. You're on Spadoni's beds right now. I know you are. Oh, you're not? Well, if you found the beds in the system, I cut all these. 4AM Baybridge Music. Yeah. Jungle.
Let's go.
Why are you smiling? You Beezy. That's what you need today.
We don't smoke no Bammer in the SFC.
Lost Hawks. Come on.
Give me Lost Hawks.
There you go.
Let's go. I'm feeling good. This is the biggest Giants series since the NLCS of 2021. Is it not?
No, it's the biggest.
NLDS, excuse me.
It's not even close.
Right?
Right there.
Not even. No, it's not. It's not hyped enough. This? It's not hyphy enough. No.
Okay. What's after this?
I don't know, but it's not hyphy enough.
Okay. All right. Well, come on. Go Mac Dre then. There's a bunch
give
of Mac Dre
anything.
Back. There you go.
Turn it up.
You feeling better now?
Yeah, I am feeling better. I'm ready to take 2 out of 3 from these bums. Let's go. I'm sick of hearing about Shohei, the guy who should be in federal prison
God.
For gambling, threw his poor guy under the bus. I mean, not since Greg Anderson has a friend been thrown in the slammer, you know, for protecting somebody.
Chris Carter told us, get a fall guy. And Shohei was definitely at that class.
I mean,
so there you go.
Mookie Betts, as much as I love the guy, I also despise the guy.
Why?
Because he's too good. The Red Sox gifted him. Gifted him.
Hey, Verdugo.
To the Dodgers.
Verdugo
Shut
is
up
a
about
huge
Verdugo.
Piece.
He's on 6 teams since then. All right? Give me a break. Freddie Freeman, great guy. obviously, I mean, he's like a great guy. I mean, great guy, obviously. But he's wearing the Dodger outfit.
You hate
he's a
that
bum.
All these Dodgers are actually like
they're
good
all good
people.
Guys, and that's what it pisses me off.
Clayton Kershaw tomorrow, yeah.
You know, that's the reason I get pissed.
I mean, but you know who else I hate? Max Muncy. This
okay,
guy.
You can hate that guy.
I mean,
yeah.
This freaking guy. I mean, this. He doesn't even have a position. He drives me nuts. This team drives me crazy. And you look, you're bringing up Kershaw. You know, I despise Kershaw. I respect him. Kind of like Emmitt Smith or Michael Irvin with right. The Cowboys, where I despise them.
Patrick Mahomes, yeah.
If this is the last Kershaw battle, because you never know. Yeah. Like, the guy could get hurt. He's pretty old. Basically got injured at the end of last year. And, you know, we don't know how many of these we get where he's at home at Dodger Stadium in that uniform, that all-white mm-hmm. Dodger uniform against the Giants. You know, this is something special. And we're watching kind of the end of an era. And, like, for a long, long time, whether you had Don Drysdale, Sandy Koufax, you know, Fernando Valenzuela, Oral Hershiser, right. You know, over the years, there's been a lot of just, I would call, like, close your eyes, Dodger starters for a decade, you know, for a different generation. Yeah. And for almost two generations, it's been Clayton Kershaw. And it's crazy to think that him and Lincecum were on the cover of the ESPN, the magazine, together. And I haven't thought about Lincecum in a Giants uniform forever.
What was that, 18 years ago? Something like that? 07?
Goes maybe? To show how great this guy is. Right? Right? That being said, like, I am sad that this could be one of, if not the last time that we're going to see this guy Saturday night. And my God, I want to send him packing to that dugout with that same playoff loser face that he's had forever, which is him sweating with that ugly blue Dodger hat, like just kind of shoulders down. You know exactly what I'm talking
disheveled
about.
It is a meme.
Yeah. I want to send him packing one last time to the showers. And I want Dave Roberts to have to take the ball out of his hand in disgruntlement as we're getting him shelled off the mound. And boy, if Adamas can hit one off Clayton Kershaw, you want to talk about endearing yourself to Giants fans? Let's go!
Is this the weekend that Willie Adamas becomes a Giant, Joe? Is this the weekend that's going to happen?
I mean, you know what you want to do? You want to slide in hard on Mookie Betts at second base. Break up two, give him the old elbow, what for? Why not? Let's see it. What are we waiting on?
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We're going to get into some of those scenarios on the best case and worst case scenarios for the Giants this weekend in L.A. You got Logan Webb on the bump tonight against the ace of the Dodgers this year, at least. Used to be Clayton Kershaw for a long time. No longer. It's Yamamoto is on the mound tonight. Primetime action. Cannot wait to watch
it. They might wear their City Connects, the Los Angeles deferrals.
What do those look like? You felt so proud of that one. It wasn't that great.
Well, I mean, Otani has his own City Connect. It's pinstripes, you know, black and white ones where it looks like you've been in jail. He should be. I mean, it's
ridiculous. Like, can we relax on that?
The federal government investigated certain individuals from my family for years on end, overturning everything, seizing computers, freezing assets, and Shohei Ohtani was cleared in less than 24 hours. In what world where our government moves slow as molasses, in what world did Shohei Ohtani like legitimately get investigated the appropriate way? I'm not even saying that he actually did it, but to say that it was open and shut within 24 hours is a joke. It's a joke. We investigated Barry Bonds putting some cream and some clear on his knee significantly more than we did this guy moving money and betting on games.
Ron is in Hayward. That's your guy, Ron in Hayward.
What's
number
up, Ron?
One Shohei Ohtani fan, number one Dodger fan that likes to call into the roast. He wants to talk about this weekend series, Joe,
yeah,
in
good.
L.A.
Let's
What's
go.
Up, Ron?
Let's go.
Hey, what's going on, man? I've been listening to you guys ramble off at the mouth. I'm sitting here in my rig because, you know, I'm a truck driver. I'm sitting on Monterey Expressway right here in San Jose. I've been waiting to get on the show. It's been that time of the year. Yeah. This is Jackie Robinson Dodger Blue Time, baby, the world champs. So what you guys going to do tonight?
We're going to win. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take two out of three from you, and then we're going to be in the top of the NL West come Monday morning.
Hey, where's Monte at? Hey, that's the only thing that's missing. It's you.
Monte's
and
Monte. at 9 o'clock, Ron. 9 o'clock.
Well, tell him I called in because I missed it.
I probably won't do that. But thank you for calling in right now, Ron and Hayward. He's fired up about his Dodgers. He didn't really get into it. I thought there was going to be some smack talk. What the hell was that? He laughed like Ted DiBiase from WWE. He's the million-dollar man.
You know, it's funny. It's funny how sports works, right? Like, in our mind, like, Dodger fans and Laker fans, and we make them synonymous. I actually think that a Laker fan is a little different from a Dodger fan. And the reason why I say that, like, yes, there's a overlap of the two. A Dodger fan is very specific. There's this arrogance that is almost too much, considering, like, the Lakers have literally been in half the amount of finals that have ever existed. And they've won, you know, their fair share of championships over the years. The Giants, since 88, have the same amount of championships as the Dodgers, okay, which is three, all right? And so to think that the Dodgers are this, oh, my God, they're a juggernaut. Cardinals have three in that same span period. The Red Sox have, whatever, three or four in that time period. So you're not who you think you are. And they represent this casual behavior. Just throw on a Dodger hat and my flip-flops in my jeans. And it's just, they disgust me. They embody more of everything I despise about LA, even more so than the bandwagon nationwide Laker fan. They really do. Like, they epitomize the definition of transplant casual LA sports fan. It bugs me to no belief. I show up in the fourth inning, I leave in the seventh.
I do think it's interesting how you brought that up right there, because we fan different depending on the team. Like, we think we don't. You want to be the same fan throughout, but like the way you root for the Warriors, Joe, is probably different than how you root for the Giants or how you root for the Niners. But there's always expectations involved in that too. And the sport itself is different, right? You got how many games? Like 17 games? I always forget in the regular season now in the NFL. So it's different. Every single week you're living and dying with that result.
Unless
so,
you're playing the Arizona Cardinals week 17.
Thank you. Juwan Jennings on line one getting ejected. Right? Or if it's the Warriors, right? And you got Stephen Curry and it's LeBron and it's Steph and it's there. Like, it's different. But you're not going to feel the same if it's, you know, Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks, for instance. But there is just something else about baseball when it comes to these series that are now not as frequent. Like, you don't play your division rivals as much anymore now that you're playing every single team every year now. So the fact that you're seeing this Dodgers team for the first time, and it's halfway through June almost, and it's Friday the 13th, and there was a full moon the other day, it's Father's Day weekend. Let's go through some of these scenarios, Joe. And we were kind of touching on it last segment. Let's get back into it. Like, if the Giants were to win 2 out of 3 and just take the series, is that like, we're here, we could win this thing for you?
Absolutely.
Is that the ultimate? That's what you need to do at the very least for me to feel good that this team can contend with the Dodgers.
When was the last time?
Taking this series.
I feel like the last time they won a big series that was like this late in the season against that team when they were good was the 2021 season, like late August, when they won 2 of 3 at home at Oracle, where Bellinger had the throw that was so high
Dave Fleming. That was a great call.
It really was. So, like it's been almost 5 years, and it feels like they've owned us both at Oracle in terms of their attendance and in down in LA. And we're like the little brother that can't even punch up. Like, they stick their hand out, and you're swinging, and you can't even make contact. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's why 2 out of 3 from this team, I know it's a long season. I know there's 2 more months of the year. Anything can happen. Like, we don't know. Both teams could fall off the map, or both teams could be right in it to the end. But there's something.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Think about capturing the hearts and the minds of the Bay Area sports fan right now. Is everybody going to be tuned in?
They should be.
No, they will be.
They should be. No.
I haven't been this fired up for a midseason Giants-Dodgers game, again, since 2021. There's been some like early game matchups, you know, just naturally you're fired up for it. This one feels huge. So 2 out of 3 would be like monumental.
I think for a lot of people, this is the weekend that they're going to start really paying attention to the Giants and what they do. That's why it's so important. Like, it's great that you're doing this against the Colorado Rockies, the Atlanta Braves. Okay, let's see where this team's at. Oh, wow, they got a nice little win streak. Okay, Matt Chapman gets hurt. Willie Adames has been kind of struggling. Oh, now he's kind of bouncing back. No. Like, this is the series where people are going to be paying attention. It's going to be maybe a holiday weekend for some people. School is out. Like, you're trying to grab our attention. Mm-hmm. The way you grab a fan's attention is beating a rival. And you got to do that this weekend. So, yes, taking 2 out of 3, I think, is the bare minimum of what you have to do.
So think about this, right? Like, you love baseball. I love baseball. The history is very important. Part of the beauty of the rise of the Red Sox in the early 00s was that it was born in the fire of them losing to that team in the playoffs, and that team coming out of one of their greatest dynastic runs. And we're talking about the Yankees, right? And in the late 90s, where they won it basically 4 out of 5 years.
I think that's the last great dynasty we're going to see in baseball, by the way. It is, truly.
Maybe. Yeah. Like, I never say never. Like, who knows? Like, maybe. But I think losing to that team that way, and that team being the juggernaut that it was, did that not make the rise of the Red Sox that more dramatic?
Absolutely.
More special?
And there was the whole flirting with the Alex Rodriguez. You thought he was going to be a Red Sox.
Yes.
He ended up being a Yankee. You had Kevin Millar basically throwing Nomar. See you, Nomar. We're getting A-Rod.
Yes.
And then it didn't happen, right? I think we all watched that doc on Netflix.
Incredible.
About it. It was absolutely insane. Theo, the young GM at the time, Theo Epstein, now everyone knows him, right? But he was so young and like, he was this new kind of wave of thinking, the Billy Bean kind of a tree. They tried to get Billy Bean from the A's. He spurned them. They pivoted to young Theo Epstein. So, yeah, there was so much baked into it. Yes.
So I look at where the Giants are at, and though it's not exactly a like for like, I just look at where they're at right now. They're like, kind of like out of sight, out of mind for a lot of teams in the NL,
yes.
Right? And that's, they haven't been good. But
I think for a lot of, like, and I know I hear you on this, I think for a lot of Giants fans have been out of sight, out of mind for a while.
I agree.
But they're going to the ballpark.
I agree.
So something is different this season. I saw Big Boss Man, who's in the back right now, kind of quote the guru's favorite quote, something's happening here, Buffalo Springfield. Something's happening with this Giants team. But for a lot of Giants fans, like the diehard ones, that are going to be like, yeah, let's see. Let's see how for real this is. Because I do think the fact that there is a third wild card, people do fall back on that, Joe. Whether you want them to or not.
I want the NL West so bad.
I know you do. But some people are thinking in the back of their minds like, oh, yeah, but we got the third wild card at the end of the day. It would hit different winning the NL West against that Dodgers team and against that Padres team. And, oh, by the way, against the Diamondbacks team, that was just the World Series 2 years ago. This is a stacked division. And you're a game out of first place on June 13th. On June 13th, you're a game out of first place against that Dodgers squad who has injuries left and right on that pitching staff, by the way.
Yeah, but now's the time. Like, I honestly want to see a little dust up. I really do this weekend. I want to see the Giants, like, start the fight in terms of the physical, mental edge that you're going to need right now. Like, they got a lot of nice guys on their team. Like, I want to see Willie, you know, either coming across the bag, you know, coming in hard. I want to see something here. I want to see Logan Webb throw one up and in on somebody. I want to see some nastiness.
And, by the way, we're going to get into some of those nasty moments between the Dodgers and the Giants today. In this hour, I believe we will do that. By the way, we will be giving away a pair of Valkyries and Connecticut Sun tickets at Chase Center June 22nd between 7:30 and 7:45. So be locked in all this hour, as well as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. So, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Look, if they sweep, I'm going to be floating. I'm going to be like Aladdin on a flying carpet.
There you go.
All right? If they win 2 out of 3, No, I really do believe that that will breathe life into the body of the Bay Area and say like, oh, this team is legit. They're legit. And Buster, you need to go make a move and you need to add and we need to get healthy. Right? That's what everyone would be thinking. One of three, not the end of the world, but I'd be pretty disappointed.
Right.
Because I really feel good about where this team's at. They've been playing good ball. You could say Rockies and okay, they're on the schedule, but they've been playing good ball for a couple of months now. This Giants team is pretty sustainable. Is the offense great? No, but their pitching is, and their bullpen has been, and they're relatively healthy on the starting staff and in the bullpen, and against a great lineup. Give me that recipe every single time.
Well, they're a team that doesn't get blown out. Like, if you just go through all of their games and the losses, and obviously prior to this win streak, there were some tight losses that they've had. It's a team that, again,
they hold you down.
I'm trying to find the last time they truly were out of just a game entirely. It hasn't really happened.
It's been about a month.
Month plus. I'm going through the schedule right now, Joe.
What was the last one?
Brewers, maybe, from April 22nd.
What was that?
That was 11-3.
Yeah, that game was a blowout.
Yeah, but again, that's what I'm getting at here. What they've been in almost all of these games.
Was that the Logan Webb one early that he got blown up in?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. That feels like forever ago.
They're a team that is clutch when you need them to be clutch. And that means if you keep the game close, more often than not, they're going to win it. How many one-run games have they won? A lot in a row. They just won six prior to yesterday's win, or 2 days ago's win, right? They've won seven of their last eight now heading into this matchup. They are the hotter team than the Dodgers. This team is hotter right now than the opposition. Now, do they have the names? No, they don't. But I don't really care about that right now. Yeah, that might matter come playoff time when that could be the difference, right? Mm-hmm. Leaning on those guys. But right now, my guys are hot. My bats are hot. Elliot Ramos is just as good, I feel like, at the plate than anyone else the Dodgers has right now, which people might scoff at. People might say that's insane. That's fine. I don't care. His at-bats, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, he's been a great player.
Willie Adames, we'll see. This is a huge test for Willie Adames this weekend.
If him and Jung-Hoo Lee have a good series, how good are you going to be feeling, Giants fans?
Again, you're talking about flying on a magic carpet. I'm going to take the magic carpet. I'm going to be bringing it here into the studio. Absolutely. And by the way, we're talking about all the good stuff, rightfully so. If they get swept, though, this weekend, Joe, is all the good feelings from this first half of the season just immediately thrown out the window for you? If they get swept?
No, but I'll be really, really low in terms of energy. Because, again, this is like a litmus test. This is to see where you stack up. And if you get, hypothetically, you lose one tight game, but the other two are kind of 3-5 run losses. Like, yeah, I wouldn't feel good at all. And like that would tell me that we are many pieces away from contending. And we've been kind of, you know, maybe hoodwinked into the record that we're in, and eventually the wall's going to get broken down and we're going to fall back down to being 500. Mm. I think that, like, the Padres series left me very encouraged.
Right.
Very encouraged, right? Now, that could have easily been a four-game loss. Right. It could have easily been a four-game win, but to split it, you felt great. Winning 2 of 3 or even losing 2 of 3, I'd feel great. It wouldn't be ideal losing 2 out of 3. Getting swept, God. That would really hurt.
It would be brutal. It would be all the goodwill that you've collected this last week and a half plus is thrown out the window when you lose to a team like that.
Yeah, that Colorado loss hurts even more.
It does, because now you're looking at a four straight losses after you had won seven straight.
Yeah.
It's like, where are we at with this team right now? And again, the fact that if they win this series without Chapman, without Bailey, with the Logan Porters, who is that guy? Who's that catcher that I saw yesterday? A guy like that? Like, that's incredible. Tyler Fitzgerald. Like, I'm looking at the young Giants this weekend to, like, step up and have some moments. I'm just looking for some moments this weekend. If you are to lose a couple of these games, can I have some moments for the young players, right? Like, that's why I say if Kyle Harrison has a really good start on Sunday, I can look at that as a silver lining of this weekend. Now, you can say, it's a loser mentality. You already think they're going to lose. No. I'm just looking at the future. You're not going to win the division this weekend or lose the division. That's the important part.
Well, you know who could really gain some equity?
Who?
If Kyle Harrison goes up and in on Shohei and starts walking off the mound toward him, like, that's how you become a legend.
Okay.
No, I'm being dead serious on this. Like, that's how you become a young legend and you endear yourself to Giants fans. Look, you bringing up all the young players. Mike Marshall is a role player from the Dodgers. We'll play it a little later. But like, if I say the name Mike Marshall to the older crowd, they know exactly who I'm talking about on the Dodgers. All right? Mm-hmm. They know exactly who I'm talking about on the Dodgers. These are random guys that made their name, that are synonymous, that aren't like stars, that are synonymous with this rivalry. Brian Johnson, catcher, catcher, Stanford, here in the Bay Area. This guy, home run to win a game, Giants-Dodgers, it was later on in the season, 1997. You say the name Brian Johnson, he is minted forever in this market. Is he not?
No, it's a great point.
Yeah. Ty Block. If I say the name Ty Block, you remember him beating Kershaw. God. I know. Mike Tauchman, right? Yeah. Mike Tauchman. You remember, like, random guys, when they make a moment. Michael Tucker getting into it. Right. Giants-Dodgers is an all-time moment. You remember these moments. You remember these things, these shenanigans. Yeah. I'm here for it. I want to see Dave Roberts and Bo Mel going at it.
It's all the fringe players, too, that are the funny ones. Not even fringe players, but like the utility guys that drive you nuts. Like, he's not even on the team anymore. The Chris Taylors of the world, right? Like, that guy.
No, Kiki Hernandez, I hate him.
I was going to say, Kiki Hernandez.
I hate him.
Is enemy number one, I feel like, right? Everything about him.
It's just the random nerd loser off the bench who always kills you. Kills you. Like, just
the spell. You hate the glasses on the players.
If someone sends me the Justin Turner Cubs thing, stop. I hate Justin Turner. I can't stand him. The guy is bald with a beard, and he doesn't know it. Shave the hair, doggy. You look like a wildling from Game of Thrones. I still despise him.
Tormund Giants fan. I love that. He does. You know what? Lay off Justin Turner, all right? Lay off of him.
Are you serious?
He's gone. He's done. He's cooked. He's over. Kaput. It's done.
Once a Dodger,
I'm just trying to stoke
always
the flames.
A Dodger.
I'm really just trying to stoke the flames and piss you off right now. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm actually being the older brother that you are to Sam Lubman all the time. I'm going to poke and prod him all day, guys, in the back. And I want you to do it, too.
Justin Turner.
957-9570.
I look at him, and I just go, oh, I hate that guy.
You know what? I want to hear from the people. The Dodger that they look at and are immediately disgusted by. 888-957-9570. We got Joe Shasky's top 10 list of most hated Dodgers of all time. That's coming up on the other side. Plus, your opportunity to win a pair of Golden State Valkyries tickets. Be listening. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.